Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tom Dabernick is joining us from Lindsay Park. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We had Mark Pilkington on yesterday. He was telling us about Roster Provich, who I think has arrived at Euroa.
Yes, yeah, it arrived in the last 24 hours, so he's here safe and well, and a little bit light in condition, but we've got time up our sleeve, and he'll sort of learn the stable routines and the new surrounds gradually sort of build up over the next, 4 to 6 weeks.
Understand. You got plenty to work with there. If you look at his form back from last spring, there's no wonder there's been a group that are bought him.
Yes, yeah. No, he's he didn't have the best of runs, and he was able to keep finding in the run to the line. So, yeah, he looks like an exciting prospect for the stable, and he's a gelding now also. So hopefully we can have a bit of luck with him in the spring.
Talking about being gelded, this horse, Tony Nicconi, always looked early that he was going to be a promising horse. And I don't know, mate, you explain, did he lose his way? Because he comes back tomorrow here in Sydney gelded.
You probably know a lot of the Nicconi's race as geldings. I don't know if you'd say he lost his way. I think that prep, he was a little bit shin sore, and we decided to stop and geld and give him the time. And he seems to have come back well. He's always a horse that's shown nice ability. So I thought his recent couple of trials up in Sydney were good. And we've drawn a wide gate. He's got a natural speed, though. So, we'd expect him to run well, and we'd expect him to improve into the prep as well.
And those trials, particularly the first one, he showed a bit of dash there.
Yeah, he's no slouch. He's got good natural speed. So I think if he began well, that's his a bit of his natural asset. So we probably wouldn't take that away from him.
Understand. But he's certainly shown the Sydney team that despite drawing wide, that the horse is capable of sort of being in the finish somewhere tomorrow.
I would expect him to, for sure. And then obviously we'll gauge on his first up performance where we go with him from there. It's a bit of a tricky time of year that you either back off a little bit for the early spring, or we'll just judge that after tomorrow's race.
Understand. Memphis Rock's another one, a two-year-old that's in the first race tomorrow out at Rose Hill that has run in some handy races earlier. I think I take it that the stable's got a good opinion.
Yeah, he's a well-bred fastnet rock colt, and his form had been quite good without winning. His last start was a bit disappointing, and we put it down to the ground. So I'd be hoping you'd probably tell me better than if it is going to be an improving. I think they've got a soft five at the moment, so we're sort of hoping for it to maybe get into the good range for him.
Yeah, look, it's just five at the moment, and with 20 degrees, the track manager has told us, Tom, that there is every chance of an upgrade tomorrow.
Oh, that's music to our ears, so that's good news, yep.
Yep, okay. The other one, Shakura, for you, Ryan, for Sam Weatherly in race seven, drawn a little bit awkward again.
Yeah, she's going quite well. I thought her first up run was good, and then her second up run, she made good steady ground. It's not a walk in the park that race, but she's certainly improving, and would expect her to run a competitive race.
I won't go through them all tomorrow, but I just want to get your thoughts on a couple at Sandown. Triton Rising is a debuter tomorrow in that first race. Mark Zara's back from a suspension. He's been back for a couple of Saturdays. What are the expectations on this Sebring colt?
Yeah, the mother Vane Queen, she won very well down the straight. I think John Sadler trained her, but, he is an improving type. First time out at the races, we're learning a little bit, ground soft. But his recent trial was quite good at Pakenham, and he's a horse that we'd probably rate as a city class 2-year-old.
Okay, so that's Triton Rising, race one, number 10. And what about the other ones? Anything jumps to mind for our listeners they can jot down for Sandown?
I think it might be a bit of a tough day there, to be honest.
No, no.
Ben Hercules is in a little bit of form in race four. Smart Alyssum, he's campaigned. He's had a some of the Sydney siders might remember him, but he'd probably prefer it a little bit drier than wetter. Legale was a good run last start, and Royal Thunder's drawn very wide, but he's always pretty honest. So I'd probably be keen to sort of probably the Triton Rising, the two-year-old in the first.
Race one, number 10, but a difficult day there. We're into winter time. All right, thanks a lot, Tom. Good luck tomorrow with all of them. A lot of interest in Tony Nacone coming back for us tomorrow in race 8.
Thank you, Andrew.